Ronicky Doone by Max Brand. Chapter 1. A Horse in Need. He came into town as a solid, swiftly moving dust cloud. The wind from behind had kept the dust moving forward at a pace just equal to the gallop of his horse. Not until he had brought his mount to a halt in front of the hotel and swung down to the ground did either he or his horse become distinctly visible. Then it was seen that the animal was in the last stages of exhaustion, with dull eyes and hanging head and forelegs braced wide apart, while the sweat dripped steadily from his flanks into the white dust on the street. Plainly he had been pushed to the last limit of his strength. The rider was almost as far spent as his mount, for he went up the steps of the hotel with his shoulders sagging with weariness, a wide-shouldered, gaunt-ribbed man. Thick layers of dust had turned his red kerchief and blue shirt into common gray. Dust, too, made a mask of his face, and through the mask the eyes peered out, surrounded by pink skin. Even at its best, the long, solemn face could never have been called handsome. But, on this particular day, he seemed a haunted man, or one fleeing from inescapable danger. The two loungers at the front door of the hotel instinctively stepped aside and made room for him to pass, but apparently he had no desire to enter the building. Suddenly he became doubly imposing as he stood on the veranda and stared up and down at the idlers. Certainly his throat must be thick and hot with dust, but an overmastering purpose made him oblivious of thirst. "Gents," he said huskily, while the wind fanned a cloud of dust from his clothes, "is there anybody in this town can give me a hoss to get to Stillwater inside of 3 hours' riding?" He waited a moment, his hungry eyes traveling eagerly from face to face. Naturally, the oldest man spoke first, since this was a matter of life and death. "Any hoss in town can get you there in that time, if you know the short way across the mountain." "How do you take it? That's the way for me." But the old fellow shook his head and smiled in pity. "Not if you ain't rode it before. I used to go up that way when I was a kid, but nowadays nobody rides that way except Doone. The trail is tricky as the ways of a coyote. You'd sure get lost without a guide." The stranger turned and followed the gesture of the speaker. The mountain rose from the very verge of the town, a ragged mass of sand and rock, with miserable sagebrush clinging here and there, as dull and uninteresting as the dust itself. Then he lowered the hand from beneath which he had peered, and faced about with a sigh. "I guess it ain't much good trying that way. But I still got to get to Stillwater inside of 3 hours." "They's one hoss in town can get you there," said the old man. "But you can't get that hoss today." The stranger groaned. "Then I'll make another hoss stretch out and do." "Can't be done. Doone's hoss is a marvel. Nothing else about here can touch him, and he's the only one can make the trip around the mountain inside 3 hours. You'd kill another hoss trying to do it, what with your weight." The stranger groaned again and struck his knuckles against his forehead. "But why can't I get the hoss? Is Doone out of town with it?" "The hoss ain't out of town, but Doone is." The traveler clenched his fists. The delay and the waste of precious time was maddening him. "Gents," he called desperately, "I got to get to Martindale today. It's more than life and death to me. Where's Doone's hoss?" "Right across the road," said the old man who had spoken first. "Over yonder in the corral, the bay." The traveler turned and saw, beyond the road, a beautiful mare, not very tall, but a mare whose every inch of her 15-3 proclaimed strength and speed. At that moment she raised her head and looked across to him, and the heart of the rider jumped into his throat. The sight of her was an omen of victory, and he made a long stride in her direction, but the two men came before him. The old man jumped from the chair and tapped his arm. "You ain't going to take the bay without getting leave from Doone." "Gents, I got to," said the stranger. "Listen, my name's Gregg, Bill Gregg. Up in my country they know I'm straight. Down here you ain't heard of me. I ain't going to keep the horse, and I'll pay $100 for the use of her for one day."